So what are the changes that the government has proposed?
Well, this particular change refers to a group of people who have been brought here from Nauru and Manus Island for medical treatment. So it's very specifically targeted at them. At the moment, they're talking about 100 of the 400 people overall who have been brought here from those islands for medical treatment. And what they've done to them is to cut them off from any kind of income support whatsoever. They've had a very minimal amount through the Red Cross, about $100 a week. That's been cut off now. And they have also been told, given 3 weeks, to leave the housing that they've been put in by the government while they've been in community detention, and they've been given a visa, a departure visa. It'll be a bridging visa for 6 months, but at the end of that 6 months, they are expected either to return to Nauru or to Manus Island or to their home country, even though many of them, the vast majority of them, have already been found to be refugees.
And how many people are set to be affected?
Well, it's up to about 400 people are potentially going to be affected. The government at the moment has only indicated about 100, or has only demanded about 100 of them, single men and women, actually attend interviews to get the new visa. But potentially it's up to 400 people who have been brought from Manus Island and Nauru for medical treatment in Australia.
Right, and are these families or single people?
At the moment, the government has only demanded single men and women to attend these interviews, but it's very clear from the information that has been given to these people that there is an intention to include families. We're not aware yet of any families who have been called into the Immigration Department or who have been issued with these bridging visas. But the information sheet that's been produced by the government specifically refers to children. So it would seem the government's intention is at some point to extend these visas, not just to the 100-odd single men and women, but to families, that are very, very new families, families which are certainly not going to be able to survive very well at all if they're denied any income support or are evicted from their housing.
Do they have any options to avoid this or to continue staying in Australia?
No, they are protected. All of them have taken, legal action against being returned to Nauru for various reasons, because their fear of ongoing harm on Nauru. Some of these people have been viciously assaulted, or sexually assaulted in some cases, that they fear their return to Nauru, or the impossibility of getting the ongoing medical treatment that they need. Yeah, on Nauru. So there is legal action that's preventing them being returned to Nauru, but the government is clearly cutting them off from any income support and denying them housing as a way of trying to force them, to go back to Nauru or to their home countries. And that's very publicly what Peter Dutton has said, that he's attacked these people, accused these people somehow of rorting the system. That's just clearly not true, and that the government is very simply denying the support that people need in spite of their very desperate circumstances. They're cutting them off from any kind of support.
So do you think it's likely at all that they'll be able to stop this?
I don't know about stopping it. I mean, the fact is, with the powers that the minister has, these issues are being handed to people rather than they don't have to sign, they don't have to agree to anything. It's just the minister's decision. He's now issuing this particular kind of a visa. So it doesn't seem there's anything other than political action that can stop it. I mean, that's one of the reasons that protests are being organised in Brisbane and Sydney and Melbourne. There will be protests being organised about the new measures. They'll also protesting about the fact that there are three women on Nauru that are being denied terminations, and that's another very deliberate policy by the government. So we're hoping, at the very least, that these protests can draw a line in the government's policy. They may have given them to the single men and women, but we certainly do not want them being extended to the families. I think our main claim overall is that these families and all the individuals who are here should be allowed to stay. they should be allowed to stay in Australia. They've been brought to Australia for very good medical, physical, mental health reasons and fears of ongoing persecution on Nauru or Manus Island. They should be allowed to stay. They should be given a resettlement package in the same way, that any other refugee, people who have been found to be refugees and settle in Australia, get income support, get support with English, get support to get a job and to settle in the community. These people are as deserving of that support as any other refugee that comes to Australia.
Okay, and so the Refugee Action Collective is having a protest in Brisbane and Sydney on Friday. Is it the aim of the protest just to get these people to stay?
Yes, I mean, that will be our overriding, demand, is that these people should stay, they should be, be supported as refugees in the community and treated like any other, refugee in the community, and the government should, desist from, its attempts to actually force people back, these people or any other people, back to Nauru, Manus Island, or to their home countries. As I said, they've been found to be refugees. They've been found to be in need of international protection. They initially came to Australia to make the protection request to Australia. They've been brought to Australia because of their medical needs. Australia should just do the right thing. Peter Dutton should do the right thing and give them the protection and support they need in the community.
So how can people get involved with the protest?
Well, they can just come along. I mean, we're welcoming people to come along. We want as many people there as we can get. They can bring their own signs. We're looking for there will be speakers there to inform people of the latest situation. We're asking all the people who are involved in the Let Them Stay campaign, and many people in Brisbane were involved in the pickets and protests outside Lady Selena Hospital when the government tried to return baby Asher to Nauru. The unions are supporting the action on Friday, so we need as many people as we can get there, I think, to make it very clear to the government that the Let Them Stay campaign is as active as it has ever been, and the determination to allow these people to stay in the community is supported by the vast majority of the community. And that's what the opinion polls tell us at the moment, that the refugees, the people who have been found to be refugees, the majority of the Australian population actually want them to be able to get the support and protection they need in the community. So come along on Friday, bring your own placards. The Refugee Action Collective meets. You can get the details of that. They meet in the Labor Council offices in South Brisbane. It's each fortnight now, but the people can get the details of that from the website. And it'd be great to have them along.
Great, thanks.